Hi, welcome back. Matt Stoutenberg with Peak Power. I'm glad you can join us on the third segment of this topic where we're going to talk about it's got to get built, right? Somebody's going to be up on that roof doing the work. And we want to talk about the type of companies that make up this industry. So I made some quick notes here. I could go into tons more detail. I'm not going to dig that deep onto it, but the whole point here is you want to buy a solar system for the best value. What are you paying for? What's in the cost? So let's break it down. I'm going to kind of go back in time here. Pre-2005, the solar industry was entirely different. It's what I refer to as the ponytail posse. It was people putting solar on their weed farms and guys filling their garages with batteries because they were techie and net metering didn't exist. So we're not going to talk about that. We're going to talk about after that, after net metering started, after rebates and tax credits came into play, and after massive cost decreases took place. What you've got is you've got the industry by segments. You've got home improvement companies that are generally sales-only contractors. They have a contractor's license. They're good at generating a lead. They're good at setting appointments. They're good at getting salespeople to go out there and inform clients and sell deals and come back to the office with a contract. Yay, got a contract. Now what are we gonna do with it? Well, we gotta go find somebody to build it. Who do they usually go to? They usually go to turnkey contractors that are local to the region. Now, a lot of times these contractors aren't good at running sales organizations. So from the respect of getting a project buildable, this is a necessary evil, but it oftentimes costs a lot of money. So a term I'm gonna use in this video is called cost of acquisition. A lot of times, one of the reasons why, if you go back to the video one in this series, the topic of how much does it cost is really reduced when people are thinking of the cost being directly related to a panel cost. They're not thinking about what does the cost of acquisition, what does it cost to do the marketing and run that type of a business just to get a contract signed, not even built. Another one is a lead generator. Telemarketing, internet, Canvas, knocking on your door. If you're looking at this video, you have probably had somebody knock on your door or somebody call your phone, if not hundreds or thousands of times. Highly annoying, highly expensive, doesn't really add value to the asset that you're looking at purchasing. And in my opinion, drives the ultimate degradation in the reputation of the solar industry or any home improvement project as well. Then you've got what happened after the credit crisis in 08. You've got the IPO startups, what I refer to as the big box store companies. The guys that come out, they run radio ads, TV ads, there's trucks all over the place, and what appear to be the healthy companies. Most of these companies have yet to show a profit. They're generally operating off of investor or initial IPO investments. Akina Solar, for example, was one of the first solar companies to go public and then go bankrupt. I won't name other companies, but many of them have had to have bailout packages from other companies that start with a T. And then we come down to finance-only companies. These ones are generally the lease and PPA companies. They also source local turnkey contractors in the area to get the work done. So if you're ultimately, what I'm gonna step over to is this pie chart, but what I'm driving home is too many regions offers too much risk, which adds too much cost, and it ends up in an unpleasant experience. A lot of these companies up here have a really good presence. They have the ability to stand on the rooftops with a big megaphone and create a big following. But when it boils down to it, they're just churning through the marketing and lead cost, and there a lot of times is a lot of wreckage in the wake. The reason why I say that is referrals are a must. They are a great value for all. A lot of times these are not very high referral based businesses, and when you dig deep into them, you can find some things that aren't necessarily attractive to what it is that you're looking to do. So let's come over here to this side of the whiteboard, and in order to drive this industry into the future and make it sustainable without tax credits, without incentives, and without cannibalization from oversaturated companies and all these companies that are trying to play in the same regions and same space. I've got highlighted here, don't pay attention to the size of the pie, right? The pie is just, I just divided it up quick here for this video. We've got cost of acquisition, marketing costs, TV ads, radio ads, flyer ads. Ultimately, this adds no value to what it is that you're buying. We've got salespeople that need to go out and meet with the customers and educate them on what it is that they're buying. And then we've got finance costs. None of these things add value to all of these items. We've got equipment, panels, inverters. BOS stands for balance of system. And we've got design operations. And then we want to talk about profit. You want the company that installs your solar system to make a profit. That's the really the only thing that will ensure that they will be around to service that warranty or answer your question in the future. That's not a bad word. None of these things add value to these things. They're just a necessary evil to get this across the finish line. So what we are trying to accomplish with some of these videos is to give you more insight as to where this industry has been, where it is, where it's going, and ultimately reduce some of these costs. It doesn't mean they're going to go away, but we're hoping to make finance more competitive. Panel prices have come down dramatically in the last 12 years. 75%. Inverter prices have come down dramatically in the last 12 years. Balance of system. You know what I left? You know what I left out of here? Let me write this in. Labor. I've been in the electrical industry for 30 years, and believe it or not, labor costs have come down in order to accomplish the goal of getting projects sold in this highly competitive industry. Tell me what industry you know of where that is local in the United States that labor costs have come down. I can't think of any, unless they've been taken over by robots. I don't see that we're going to be able to use robots on roofs in different cities and counties all over the state. So these are all the things that make up. You've got panels, labor, inverters. Balance of system includes pipe, wire, breakers, racking, necessary roof costs, the ancillary items. We want to make finance more competitive. We want to make the salespeople more educated and more competitive. That's got to happen. And the marketing costs have to come down. So I want to summarize this by saying that referrals are a must. They're a great value for all. And you ultimately want to also pick a company that understands that referrals are valued, because that means they're going to do a better project for you because they want to earn your referral, and hopefully they're paying for those referrals. That brings this marketing cost down dramatically. If we can bring that down, we can give value to each buyer and each person that buyer refers. Makes everybody happy, and it perpetuates the business. So when we want to translate where a lot of this money is going, I think when I see radio ads and TV ads that are going all over the place, I don't think that's a great thing. I actually think those particular companies are biting off more than they can chew, because it's got to get done in a variety of regions. And so because it is a contracting industry and you've got to have trucks and tools and equipment and labor, those are small crews that go out and do it that live in localized regions. This is not the type of business, a contracting business, that is easy to manage without risk and error on a massive scale. So to ensure that you're getting a quality product on the labor side, you're safer off to go with a turnkey contractor that has a more localized focus, not somebody who's trying to go IPO, not somebody who's trying to take over the world in an industry that is highly volatile and changing rapidly. So we want to make this business stand on its own 2 feet without tax credits, without incentives, and remain profitable. The best way to do that is to cut out these costs, bring them into a referral situation, and take advantage of new school marketing opportunities like Yelp, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, Angie's List, all these types of referral reputation-based marketing tools. YouTube, that's one of the reasons why we're doing this. So this video would be titled, What's in the Cost? This is what's in the cost. These are things that, as I would say back in video one and two, there are things that you don't want to pay for that are going to be incorporated into the solar system cost, just like there are things in your electric bill that you don't want to pay for. Ultimately, that's what it takes to get these electrons and kilowatt hours across the finish line so you can heat your microwave and run your pool pump and run the air conditioner and have lights on. As always, I really appreciate you taking the time to join us on these videos. We intend to bring you solid, honest value. And as always, please stay plugged in. Look for Peak Power anywhere you can. And there's plenty of other videos that will support this information as well. See you soon on the next video.